Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, horse movies, Dingleberry, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello? Hi, sir. This is Tom Mabe down the front desk. I'm sorry to bother you so late. Our computer crashed. Was your wake-up call for 8 or 8:30?
Oh, it was 8 o'clock.
Okay, sir. Sorry to bother you. Thanks a bunch.
It's okay. Hello?
Sir, again, I'm sorry about it. It's Tom down the front desk. Real quick, I forgot to ask you. What room are you in?
Don't you have it in your system down there?
Yeah, again, our computer crashed. Look, if you look in the back of your key, it could be in the key or the envelope your key came in.
It's around here. I don't know where it is. It's around here somewhere.
I hate to ask you this. When you get back to sleep, it may be quicker if you just go to your door and open up your door and the number will be.
Just a sec. Hang on. I'll get it.
At what time is this?
Three in the morning.
It's room 289.
Four.
Okay, great.
Well, what time is it? It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's right at 4 o'clock in the morning. We'll call you here in a few hours and get you up.
Well, look, I just want to tell you, I think this is very unprofessional, and your management's going to hear from me in the morning about this. I don't appreciate this at all. I'm going to have trouble getting back to sleep, but it is. I got a full day of events tomorrow. My company's here.
Mm-hmm. And you here with the telemarketing convention?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, look, let me talk to the man. He's right here. Let me talk to him. Okay. Hold on.
For crying out loud.
He's pretty upset. He has a full day of meetings or something, and he can't get back to sleep. Okay. Great. Sir, are you there?
Yes.
I am. I talked to the manager. We usually don't do this, but I told him the situation and your concerns about getting back to sleep. So here you go. Rock, baby.
Turn out loud. Hey, buddy.
Wind blows the paint oil.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Christy Lee, of course, at the news desk. We've missed a lot already, I think. What have we got over there?
National Park Service officials are saying that an aggressive horse at the Assateague Island National Seashore in Maryland.
What of it?
Is being relocated.
You're missing the point.
What are you looking at?
What's the name of the place again?
Assateague.
That you be Assateague?
Oh, yeah. He's and been on this all morning.
You're giggling like a schoolgirl.
Yes.
Because it starts with ass?
Yeah.
Assateague Island?
It's being relocated to a wildlife sanctuary in Texas.
You don't even like asses. You think they're disgusting. You like an ass the size of a house cat. We all know it.
Park Service officials said the...
I like a crack in my asses.
That was one of Mitch Miller's lesser hits.
Everybody!
I like a crack in my asses.
Yes!
And
I like it.
Cleavage on my boobs.
On my boobs. And a hole in my penis. The urine can get
I'll finish. It's my song. I'll finish writing it. Assateague, it sounds like the Justice League is meeting at Assateague for the...
Meanwhile at Assateague.
Meanwhile, back at Assateague.
Doesn't matter what's going on in Assateague.
Yeah,
you don't
mean horse.
It was an aggressive horse that did what?
Yeah, they moved
somebody?
Him. They're just moving him to a wildlife sanctuary in Texas.
Yeah, you're right.
So they're moving him from Assateague Island, which
to
is...
The harem stallion Delegate's Pride has become aggressive with visitors and staff in pursuit of human food. The wild horse had been involved in more than half of the incidents that have resulted in injuries for visitors in the last 5 years.
Sounds like you got a taste of human food.
Christy, you were right. We didn't care.
No one cares.
They're moving this horse.
The Armory Black Beauty Beauty Ranch in Murchison, Texas.
Cleveland Amory Black Beauty Ranch.
You want to see Cleveland Amory, TV guide critic?
No, he has a nice animal rescue thing.
I think you want to see with him. You want to see who wants to see Josh cry?
I do.
Remember the name of that? Remember the name of that movie? Black Beauty.
Oh boy, good horse. That's a good horse there, Black Beauty. He was other good horses, Hidalgo,
National
Lean
Velvet,
on Pete,
National Velvet
Horse.
Yeah.
What is happening?
He cries at horse movies.
I love horse movies, and I always inevitably cry at
them. I didn't even know that a horse movies was a genre.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a genre that has an emotional...
It's one of my favorites.
What about Seabiscuit?
Love. It's a great movie.
Fella when he comes back and
what was the one they just made a couple years ago?
There were a couple. Lean on Pete was wonderful.
Josh and I saw the preview for Lean on Pete.
We're watching something else, and I went, "Oh, you've got to be serious." And I looked over; he's misting up.
I believe I said, "I can't wait to see
from the preview."
Was it the kid ran away or something and took
with the horse? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
They're not going to get Pete.
Yeah,
what sounds? I love horse. This is great. They're moving this horse from Maryland.
To Texas.
Assateague Island to protect the horse. It's a nice, sweet story.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think there's...
If you like horse movies, why do you find this interesting? I'm just concerned. I'm just kind of concerned that there's going to be some kind of a barbecue going on when he leaves Assateague Island.
All of a sudden, this
horse is going to be part of a chili cook-off.
I've always heard that horse meat is absolutely delicious.
What?
Yes, I've always heard that.
I know you can get it in France.
Yeah.
But, wow.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I prefer my horses galloping. Thank you.
You've had horse meat before, right, Chick?
No.
But it upset your stomach? Didn't it give you the trots?
He slow pitched it to you.
I know. I couldn't think of trots.
It's right. No? It's all right.
Ron's doesn't fit.
Well, Trotsatigue is, of course, right near the Assateague.
Oh, yeah. Well, thankfully, they didn't move him to another silly-sounding town. He's being moved to Bum Hump, Texas.
How do you spell Assateague? I'm going to see if there's a high school there.
Do what? If there's a what?
High school.
Assateague.
It's an island.
Assateague Island National Seashore in Maryland.
National Park Service.
They have to have a shop with t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Assateague?
I've been in Assateague.
Assateague sound like your behind is really tired?
Yeah.
I can't go. I can't ride another roller coaster.
You need Geritol.
Are you suffering from Assateague?
Yeah. My ass falls asleep on the toilet seat. Do your guys?
What?
No.
I have no ass padding at all. I have no ass. So
how long are you on there?
Oh, a minute and a half, and my legs are dead.
It's got to be longer than that.
You need more fiber, my friend.
Nothing to do with fiber.
Yeah,
what?
You need more ass.
Yeah, exactly. I need ass.
You need to do some squats, get an exercise bike, maybe?
Stairs.
Yeah. Yes, I don't have an ass.
You can get one. They have surgeons.
The Kardashians can help you.
Plastic surgeons, they put...
What if I walked in with just the most beautiful bubble butt one day? Like, if you guys had, like, second thoughts about
Brazilian
your own sexuality because my ass was so nice.
My dad's just staring.
Oh, can't get over it.
You want those, like, bookshelf ass where you can...
Yeah, oh, boy, I want an ass you can park a bike in.
When you sit, you're 4 inches taller than you are now. It's so... Oh, God.
Oh, I bet it feels so good to have a big ass.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Christy?
Don't look at me. I don't have a big ass.
Prove it by putting it in my face.
Oh, my goodness.
Wear your ass like a hat.
If you can get your nose out, it's not a big ass, right? What?
You know, so I blame myself. I just enjoyed the name Assateague Island, and look what happened.
Okay.
Do they have t-shirts at the store there?
No, it's like Arcadia High, and there's a tech school. There's no Assateague. It's just schools near Assateague.
Do you think Cyrano de Bergerac His girlfriend always wanted to 69.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she did.
They left that part out, didn't they?
Yeah. That huge nose.
Oh. Move forward here.
What's the old joke? Pinocchio's girlfriend?
Yeah, that we know.
Lie to me.
Yeah,
of course.
See, it knows to get bigger.
So there's not an Assateague High School?
No, it's a national park.
Yeah, but it's a place. Wouldn't you have a high school there?
In a park?
On an island?
Do they have a park in Yosemite?
Yeah,
it's called Yosemite National Park.
No, they...
Like a high school, he means.
Do they have a high
school?
Shut up,
everybody.
Grand Teton High? No.
That'd be cool, too.
Yeah.
The Fighting Tetons. Tetons, that's another name for boobies, Willie.
Big fan. Yeah. Heavy Nats.
Okay.
Heavy Nats.
What would the Assateague team be called? Would
they be God.
The Jingleberries.
that'd be the singing group.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Jingleberries.
No, the Jinglebears.
Wait a minute. That's funny.
The Jingleberries. They'll be at the Jingleberries now performing our national anthem. Please remove your hats.
I told you guys this. That was the name of a record store in Dayton, Ohio.
Jingleberries?
That word always has grossed me out to nowhere.
Really? They would sing. We have the jingle around here somewhere. The Dinglebears would come out and sing the Dingleberry Jingle.
That's true.
Dingleberry.
They know it was funny.
Well,
on purpose.
Well, look, here it is now.
And now, here's the Dinglebears. Dingleberries, where the merry record shoppers roll.
Wow.
Where the folks
an Oklahoma parody.
Yes, I doubt if they paid the royalty on this. I'm just saying.
I'm surprised they got permission.
They probably didn't get permission.
What's the whip for?
Keep those bears in line.
Get them off your ass.
Eight more minutes.
Commercials are long back then.
Shut it up.
One more.
Ouch.
Oh, no whip there. As sure as our fur coats are hairy,
what a stupid
really?
Song.
Dingleberry.
I can't imagine Rodgers and Hammerstein gave him the okay for that.
But I can't imagine going to a music store with like a hip, cool place. You don't expect it to have that.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think Rodgers and him are going to visit Dingleberries in Dayton anytime soon.
No, but I imagine that their heirs probably hold the rights to that music.
Are they still in business, Dingleberries?
I don't think so. Then there was Magnolia Thunder Pussy. That was another record store.
What
is that?
Columbus,
right,
Columbus, Ohio.
I'm sorry,
Magnolia Thunder Pussy. These are like actual
the
stores.
The crack of lightning.
Like Thundercats.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
think Assateague's funny. That's why it didn't affect me.
No, the, what is it called? McAtoo, what is it?
Magnolia. Thunder.
Thunder.
Pussy.
Magnolia Thunder Pussy.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'll wear my PF Flyers over there. Lean on that joke for a while and it'll come to you.
I was looking for a place to rent for the upcoming summer vacation, and it had an outside view, and the store that it sits above the apartment was called Octopussy. I go, there's no way I could stay there.
Huh. Just above old Octopus?
What would they sell there?
Well, it could be eight prostitutes.
Could be.
Yeah.
Thanks. That was direct.
I thought maybe it was a James Bond thing.
Probably. Yeah, maybe it's a spy shop.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody has a Magnolia Thunder Pussy t-shirt. I'd love one.
Dude, they've got to be out there.
They've got to be.
That's a heck of a name.
I bet Josh Sneed has one on his website.
Yeah, I bet Josh can make you one.
I mean, anybody I really like would have a t-shirt like that. That would be good.
Do they have a... did they have a logo that you recall?
Sort of a Georgia O'Keeffe.
I think it was like a barn.
Seashell.
I think it was a giant barn taken from a long way away. With the doors both open.
And a lightning bolt in the background somehow justify the ridiculous name.
It wasn't red. It was kind of purplish. Magnolia.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, this will help. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I used to be in a band called Thunder Puss.
Wow.
I swear to God. Had posters, stickers, all of it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm super stoked about Kentucky Derby this weekend.
All right.
The only bad part is I can't even go to Churchill Downs this year in person, though.
Why not?
I drive up there, too, but I'm being court all this week because Patty Ferguson's making me take a maternity test.
Oh,
really? Mm-hmm.
Every time Patty's late going on a bleed, she accuses me of putting a baby in her.
Really?
But I ain't worried, though, because I got it on tape, you know? And I've watched the tape over 100 times. And unless she's got ovaries on her shoulder blades, that's my baby. Okay. Swear to God. Now, like Dr. Fauci says, science. So I can't wait to show up in court. But anyways, now that that's over, let's talk cash. Because last week, yeah? I don't know if I told you guys, I hit for 500 on a daily doubler scratcher.
Nice.
And I thought I'd see if I can maybe parlay that into like an inflatable jacuzzi and a four-car carport to put it under.
Good idea.
All from just betting on the Derby, because my money's there. And the fact remains, you always make big money when you bet on the unknown horses in the early races. Not
That's
everybody
right.
knows about
That's
that.
Right. Yeah.
Well, my cousin Lonnie gave me a whole list of surefire winners for this weekend.
Oh, good.
Let me write them down. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Tom, in the first race, it's Thunderous Dump. Swear to God.
Okay.
Now, Josh, he's got some vision issues, but he's happy, healthy, and has a famous jockey, Pedro Bonero, saddled up this year.
Pedro.
Oh, and barring a real bad start, he should lay within two or three lengths of the early pace and blow it out at the clubhouse turn.
Okay.
And was that Pedro Bonero?
Bonero.
Okay. Thunderous Dump, apparently, the name of the...
Now, in the second race, she's a real dark horse. Starting on the outside, it's Blumpkin Pie.
Ah. You
know, favorite by some, but certainly not a favorite of the ladies for whatever reason.
Oh, I can tell you.
Well, in the third race, you can count on a big win from Money Shot this year. Especially if the race comes down to a photo finish. This horse loves to run on the inside, too. Just hope there ain't a lot of traffic, because sometimes it gets railed. In the fourth race, I'm going to lay $50 on the thoroughbred legend Slump Buster. Mm. Now, she's the heaviest of all the horses, but she's always there for last call.
Sure,
swear to God.
Sure.
Now, in the fifth race, put your money on a filly known as Please Pull Out. Lickety Splits is always running up front in that one.
Okay, of course.
In a big race, I'm putting my money this year on Astro Glide. I swear to God. He's the talk of the backstretch. Oh, and he runs okay in dry conditions, but he's real good in the mud.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and speaking of good mudder, my court date with Patty Ferguson's here in 2 hours. So I'll stop by my Uncle Sonny's to borrow a suit and tie and some breath mints, you know, for the judge. Mm-hmm. I'll go.
Okay. Some good picks there, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
A woman celebrated her 100th birthday by skydiving over Sebastian, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
We have the audio.
Don't worry about the parachute.
We do. Okay.
Oh, that was...
That was the audio of
her
skydiving.
Either vagina or her butt.
I thought you were going to do a descending sort of...
A hollow whistle.
According to WPTV...
We got to go.
We're the naval boat of TV stations.
Miss Raymond Sullivan jumped out of a plane courtesy via facility. Raymond Sullivan jumped out of a plane courtesy of a facility known as Skydive Sebastian Monday. Miss Sullivan, who had served as a nurse on the front lines in World War II,
told
the station, quote, I had never done it. I've done a lot of things in 100 years, so I thought I must do it while I can.
But good for her,
it's
man.
It's scary,
man.
I would say it is. When asked if she would try skydiving again, the centenarian said, no.
Okay.
That would be, I mean, if something had gone wrong, it'd be a much better story.
Hang on. Let's hear him out.
So how did your grandma pass? Broken hip? No. Skydiving.
Broken everything.
Jeez.
Woman's a hero.
Broken open.
Yeah. And after the effects of gravity on her body, for the first time, her boobs actually were up in her chest.
For the first time in a long time.
Thank you. Yeah, let's be honest about it. I'm so sorry.
Good one, Tom.
No, you're not going to do the story that I asked you to do, are
you? Nope.
Why not? I'll do it.
It's a we have no time right now.
That's cop out.
It's in such poor taste that we probably shouldn't do it.
I see.
Not now. We need to hold on to it.
I'll run it by Josh off the air.
Okay. Well, you know what my answer is.
Yeah, let me see.
Okay. Just don't read the story. Just what do you think?
Oh.
You're making your devious face. I mean,
it's
do you know what it is, Willie?
No idea.
It's a story about something that happened that is in such poor taste.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's just awful.
What were they thinking?
It's awful.
We'll be back with that story next.
No,
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.